Day 16. Motivational Blocks. Hi. So far we have talked about emotions and we have talked about the origin of our emotions. Anger, guilt and anxiety almost always stem from our relationship with our parents. Our emotions explain our behavior and even our diseases. Another of Dr. Laroque's clients was a lady named Lucy. She had been seeing a doctor to lose weight every month for the past 2 years, but had not been successful. She still weighed the same 88 kilos or 193 pounds. She entered the office frustrated, hunchbacked, head too heavy for her spine, and tears rolling down her face. When Dr. Laroque looked at the results of her mental weight, it showed that she was severely depressed. She told him between sobs that she often thought of suicide, but had never thought of a specific way to actually carry through. When Dr. Laroque asked her how long she had been depressed, she cried, still bent over, her answers interspersed with sobs. She ended up saying that she had problems with depression, as she had with her weight since she was a child. In fact, Lucy had consulted 3 psychiatrists over her life. She was still taking antidepressants, which did not seem to be helping her much, judging by her state of mind and her mental weight. Finally, she said that she was the way that she was because she was repeatedly sexually abused by her uncle, between the ages of 7 and 11. She had discussed this with her psychiatrists, but without much success. At 58, she was still depressed and obese. Dr. Laroque congratulated her for having 2 of the most wonderful qualities a person can have: a strong desire to change and perseverance. In spite of all her failures, she still wanted to change, have more peace of mind and lose weight, which was great. She slowly raised her eyes and gave him an astonished and questioning look. She was not crying as much, her face was less tense, and she answered Dr. Laroque's questions responsively. She said that she felt very guilty about the situation, that she shouldn't have let it happen, and that she should have convinced her mother that her uncle was abusing, that she should have yelled and done something. She felt that she was a really bad person. Dr. Laroque explained to her that her extreme guilt she was feeling explained her failures. She was sabotaging herself since she felt she did not deserve it. She told him that her psychiatrist had said the same thing, that she was a victim and not responsible for the sexual abuse, but she said it didn't make any difference. Dr. Laroque told her that the sexual abuse was the root cause of her weight problem. She was totally taken aback. When Dr. Laroque asked about her family, she told him that she had 2 sisters whom she no longer saw, that they had both rejected her and her mother. When he asked her why, she opened up and told him that her sisters did not accept that Lucy was looking after her mother at home. They had all suffered physical abuse from their mother throughout their childhood. She had hit them almost daily. Dr. Laroque then asked Lucy whether she believed her mother's abusive behaviour was normal. She hesitated, then answered, saying that she did not think it was normal. Dr. Laroque asked if she realised her mother was psychologically dysfunctional, to which she replied that she thought she was. While Lucy answered Dr. Laroque's questions, she underwent a transformation. She was no longer crying and was standing straight. He explained the situation to her, that her 2 sisters, out of the survival instinct, had felt a lot of anger towards their abusive mother, and to protect themselves, had cut ties with her. This was a normal survival reaction. As for Lucy, she had also felt angry, but had not given herself the right to be angry. She had repressed her anger and hidden it, and this was because of two reasons. The first being guilt. I do not have the right to judge my mother. It can't be done. Otherwise, I'm a bad child. The second was anxiety. If I express anger towards my mother, she will cut ties with me. I don't have much as it is, and I'm afraid of losing the little I have. Lucy had a better idea now about her behaviour. She had changed and was calmer. When Dr. Larocq asked how long it had been since she felt this good, she said that she hadn't felt good in a long time. During smiling, she said that she was going to place her mother within a home in the next few weeks. As we said before, emotions cannot be argued or judged. People should not feel guilty if they are anxious, depressed, or even angry towards their parents. From the moment Lucy gave herself the right to be angry to survive, she instantly changed. She was no longer the problem. It was her dysfunctional mother. And keep in mind that dysfunctional people will probably stay that way all their life unless they undergo therapy. So do not try to change them. Accept them as they are. They are definitely suffering and do not have anything else to give. That is their problem, not yours. But at the same time, your duty is to yourself and your personal balance. Avoid negative situations. Keep yourself away from negative influences. And if necessary, from the presence of negative people. To help you understand, do the following two exercises. On a piece of paper, write down the good things and the bad things about your parents. And secondly, do the same thing for your grandparents. You will be surprised by the results. This will help you reduce your anxiety, your guilt, and your anger, whether present or repressed. Would you like to know what happened to Lucy? Dr. Larocq received an email from her doctor a few weeks later. 10 days after an appointment, the subject of the sexual abuse by her uncle arose with her mother. Up until now, when this happened and Lucy tried to tell her mother the events that took place, her mother never believed her, and even in this present circumstance, told her that it was her own fault her uncle abused her. Lucy immediately got up from her chair and went for her mother's throat. Her other daughter had to intervene before anyone got hurt. Like that, 58 years of anger exploded unexpectedly. Since then, Lucy has taken steps to place her mother in a home. She is back in touch with her sisters, and each time she sees her doctor, she brings her flowers to thank her.